Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to come out, now might be the opportunity to do it because we just keep getting more and more Dukes and Bell listeners. My man Alex is in the house. He just showed up. Every time we open, like literally turn our heads, another listener is showing up. And then my man Craig, who grew up in Roswell. Craig, thank you for coming out. Appreciate you. He came over and was like, Dukes, man, I listen to you guys every day. Put me in, coach. Put me in. He's so upset about what happened last week.
I just can't believe that Alex came all the way down from Buford, Georgia. Carl,
it's a big show, Mike. It's a big show.
To be in Roswell. Guys, give it up for Alex. His knee is swollen like a pineapple over here. A profile in courage. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Thanks so much for hanging out. Yes, it is.
And by the way, and the guys at the bar, see the four gangsters over here at the bar?
Yes.
So the guy goes, so I'm from outside of Brookline in Boston. I go, so you went to school with steak? And he goes, yes. He goes, I've heard you and Carl talk about steak's hard scrapple upbringings from bouncing a ball off the Kennedy compound in Hyannis.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got
to
do it.
To becoming Atlanta Media Elite.
But no, good to have you guys, man. I know you guys probably frequent this place all the time, so thank you guys for being out here as well. We're at Loyal Tavern right here on Canton Street, and I think for those who have not been up here, Day-Day was just saying to me, he's like, man, it's kind of going on up here.
No.
And I was like, yes.
If it didn't
pretty
take,
good.
Carl, if it didn't take so long for my wife to get to the airport, I'd be living here right now.
I live here, and it's great.
Well, here's the thing. What would have happened if I had called you
and said I'm your neighbor?
The first house, so by the way, no blank, Sherlock. I don't think I ever told the story on the radio. The first house we looked at is literally about two blocks where you live.
Oh, wow.
We were in the Lassiter School District.
Yeah.
And I'm talking. I was like texting you. I go, hey, you live somewhere? Carl's like, yeah. I go, wow, we're looking at houses. And you went radio silent for like 72 hours.
Well, I didn't believe you.
You don't want me in your neighborhood.
No. It wasn't that. I just didn't believe that you would have the fortitude to leave a place that you walked a two-mile radius and you did everything within that two-mile radius in Midtown. And for those who live in Midtown, you guys know. It's really cool. Like, for those, it's not for everybody, right? But I'm a suburban dude. I've been there for many, many years, family, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, Mike was like, look, I go out, I'm hanging out, and it was like this 3-mile radius that you had everything right there. And so when you told me, hey, I'm thinking about moving, I was like, yeah, whatever. Because it just didn't figure you guys would do it.
The day, this wasn't even on the air, it was just between Carl and I. The day I told Carl, I think I'm getting a house in Coweta County. I can't even say what you said on the text message.
Yeah, I was like, where?
But this area is such a poppin' scene. And everyone who lives up in this area from between Roswell to East Cobb, the bars, the restaurants. Plus, the good part is between Uber and the walkability.
Easy.
You never get in trouble. You enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's easy. And the Roswell cops are cool, too. See, I'm on their side. All right, guys.
We back the blue.
We do back the blue. Let's talk about what's going on in the NFL. Day-Day, or should I say Big O, back at the studio. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Look, we got a lot going on with our football team, obviously, but around the league, the other big thing is that the Giants have made a quarterback change. Russell Wilson is not starting anymore, and Brian Daboll, the head coach, was talking about this. They are going to Jackson Dart. I think, yes, Alex is a Giants fan. I think everybody who watched the draft thought that this is, what should have happened.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, what should have happened. But I want you to hear Daboll, because this is another big story people will be watching this weekend. They get the Chargers, by the way. Here's Daboll, the coach of the Giants.
I met both with Russ yesterday and Jackson privately, and Russ was nothing but a pro, which I would expect him to be. It's my decision. I'm going with Jackson. We're going to get him ready to play this week and the remainder of the season. He's going to do everything he can. Russ will be the backup. It's my decision, and we're going with Jackson.
All right, pretty succinct.
I'm not done.
People up in New York were saying that they saw Dable on the field walking with Russ, having a conversation. By the way, Russ is a professional. He's handled this. He's been through it, guys. Mike, unfortunately, he's washed. His time is come and gone.
Don't you think, though, if it was like a Gardner Minshew or equal or lesser value, you and I debated back in the summer doing the show up there in Buford at Hooters. We're like, you know what? You know they're going to go to Jackson Dart. But because Russell Wilson is a brand, granted the brand has been tarnished, taking some shots, they were going to eventually move to Jackson Dart. But I would say this, if you're a Giants fan, don't you feel you've kind of cut us short? Don't you think Jackson Dart deserves three more starts?
Yes.
Against elite competition? Because, you know, he's not going to learn. I love it. Archer said it. Dan Marino said it. Joe Montana, Steve Young said it. You don't learn anything from the sideline. And we can argue that Aaron Rodgers really learn from Brett Favre?
No, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers or Favre was willing to teach him anything.
You think
either.
Favre was like, oh, I can't wait to tell my replacement how to play football?
Yeah.
I just don't buy it.
It's
like Chris Chandler with Mike Vick.
Doesn't work.
Or Chris Chandler with Steve McNair.
You got to throw these guys in. I want you to hear what Russell Wilson said. He told Jackson Dart, it's Dukes and Bell, about him now becoming the starter.
Told him, I got you back, and whatever I can help you with. And help him get prepared the best he can possibly get prepared. So I know that matters because I've lived it and I've experienced it.
So everybody then wanted to hear from Dart. One of the stories we're following this weekend, along with how the Falcons are going to rebound and play this weekend against the Commanders. Here's Jackson Dart on getting the starting job.
I'm thankful for the opportunity. I've worked hard and prepared, so I'm just excited to, you know, get out there on the field and try to execute, you know, this offense to the best of my ability. And, you know, there's just a bunch of, you know, real professionals around here. So, you know, it's been really appreciated for mine and, you know, even for Russ. Like, you know, he's just somebody that I really look up to, and he's handled it great. So the interactions, you know, between us since, you know, I think it just says a lot about him as a person.
Mike, I think this offense, look, I don't think the Giants win the NFC East, right? It's the Eagles' world.
Right.
But I think this offense comes alive because he has elements that Russ just doesn't have right now.
I think that Russ showed you, and I do think you'll see this against the Packers this week, that anybody can score against the Cowboys deep. But and that kind of – it's kind of satiated Giants fans. Maybe Russell's the guy, maybe not. But Jackson Dart can go – he can throw the deep ball. He's got that arm.
He does, man.
And Malik Nabers has got to become a bigger factor in that offense.
By the way, as we're talking about things that are going on around the league, tonight we get Thursday Night Football. It's Seattle at the Cardinals on Prime.
You had a feeling on this?
Well, it's a 1.5 spread. Ironically, Seahawks are favored on the road.
Do you trust Kyler Murray?
Well, that's the question. At home, I do. I think he's a better player at home. But I'll say this. The Seahawks defense is really good. I know they got a couple of injuries. But I'm kind of leaning Seahawks. This is really a pick 'em game, guys. 1.5. You're telling me it's a field goal game on the road. It's a divisional matchup. We just talk about this all the time. These divisional teams, they know each other. I think it'll be a close game. And I do like the Seahawks tonight, but it should be a good one.
But like me, I don't want to touch this game.
No, I don't think I am either. I think I'm going to just watch and enjoy.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about Arizona. I'm with you on that. They had a big lead on Carolina, and then Carolina kind of crept back in, but it was too little too late. But guys on the text line, so who do you like? Are we picking Arizona?
Yeah, I like Seattle. I think
really?
Seattle, yeah, I like Seattle.
Ooh.
Seattle on the road is where I'm going.
And the spread is 1.5?
1.5.
Ooh.
Yep.
We may have to revisit this.
I'm not going to pick it, though. Friday, by the way, in Athens, we'll give you our official picks.
We'll be at Grindhouse on Lumpkin Street.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow as we continue our picks throughout the season. One other thing I do want to mention, coming up, by the way, Day-Day, what's on his mind, and in the 4 o'clock hour, Barbara Dooley joins us. Stay tuned for that. 0-3 teams, Mike. Texans, Titans, Jets, Dolphins, Giants, Saints. Guys, I told you the Saints were going to be terrible. It's a rebuild year. But
cue the laughter, Oren.
Oh, terrible. But the 0-3 teams going into this weekend – Titans head coach just gave up his play calling duties. The Jets right now, they're saying Justin Fields may or may not be working his way back coming off the concussion. The Dolphins look a mess. The Giants make a quarterback change. Like, I don't know who the worst 0-3 team is, to be quite honest with you. Well, yes, I do. It's the Saints. It's the Saints.
Cue the laughter.
Yes, they are the worst 0-3 team right now. Hands down. Hands down.
By the way, Justin Fields, for Jets fans, and again, a lot of folks up a little bit north of us in Kennesaw, wondering about his future. Aaron Glenn told reporters that Fields will play in practice, participate for the first time since he had a concussion. Concussions are kind of like hard to handicap. I would you and I, because you know the family better than I do, really want to see Fields have a chance to succeed with the Jets. Missing a week doesn't help.
No. I just don't know if AG, Aaron Glenn, good feel yet for what his team is. I think he knows what he wants it to be. Right. I don't know if he has a feel for what they truly are. Like, this is a building year for Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's not going to get fired in year one. The Fields thing, it's either fill the gap, Mike, or he becomes the guy because he's still young enough to do that.
Right.
But even if he doesn't, the Jets are still going to have to get back in the quarterback market next year and probably draft a quarterback along the way. That's what they're going to have to do.
Tyrod Taylor, potentially maybe the starter. But I'm with you. You know, everyone up that neck of the woods in Kennesaw knows what he is. It seems like a victim of circumstance. Can't not find a break because now he's dealing with a concussion.
The crazy thing is he played really good in week one, right? So that was the game where him and Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers, they're going back and forth. Jets could have won that game. And then in week two, he wet the bed, right? But he gets concussed, and then he's out for week three, and now you're talking about coming back potentially this week.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give up on him. I thought he played well, but it's the consistency.
No,
it's
but I'm with you. As much as people do love him in the northern part of Atlanta, I don't think he's a viable option for the Jets. To your point, they'll draft a quarterback.
Eventually. They're going to have to. All right, man, we got more to get to. What's on Day-Day's mind? Barbara Dooley's on the way. If you missed our conversation with David Pollack, great stuff with David about the Dogs and
we
Alabama.
We may replay that.
It was good. I mean, it was just
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Solid information, and when it comes to what to expect on Saturday night, I thought he gave you a really good outline of what to kind of look for. Also, later in the show, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us. We'll get his opinions on what he thinks is going to happen as well. He does
Carl,
a great job of covering
the truly dogs. No-nonsense evaluation because neither teams really get the quarterback on the ground. Both teams can go down vertical.
Yeah, man. We'll talk more about the Dogs when we come back. What's going on with Day-Day here live at Loyal Tavern? It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.